Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Into our second hour of your High School Scoreboard Show. Sam and Chris, along with Chris Parker in our studios here in Midtown Atlanta, keeping an eye on scoreboards and some scores that are happening. Coach, I'm seeing one. Cedar Grove is up 21-0 on Salem. That's a first quarter score from that game.
Yeah, it looks like Cedar Grove's not happy about that game they lost last week down in Lowndes. So.
Yeah, and Lowndes is up 9-0 on Tiff. That's a second quarter score.
You know, that's a region game.
It is a region game.
They're in their region down there in South Georgia, which takes a long time to get to region play down there with smaller regions, but they're there.
Once they get there, they are there. And I got an early score here from Fayette County. We heard from Coach Nick Davis early on, 7-0. They're up on River. That's a first quarter score. Fayette County 7, Riverdale 0.
How about that? That's going to be a close one to follow. Noonan is up 7-0 on McEachern early. That's another region game. That'll be one to follow. Two good coaches in that game.
Sound like a real good one. We're talking about coaches and great teams. The top team in the country and top team in the country. Top team in the in,
no,
in the
top
state.
Team in the country, as far yeah, as we can.
Top team. Well, we have to get out. We have to get our guy Jeff Fisher out back in from High School Football America and debate him. But obviously, the top-ranked team in Class 7A in the state of Georgia, Collins Hill High School, played last night on national TV and were very impressive in their victory over North Gwinnett. And joining us now, Coach Lenny Gregory from Collins Hill High School. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show.
Oh, glad to be part of this.
Yeah, Coach, thanks for joining us. Congrats on the big win last night. That was a great effort.
Yeah, thanks. We're excited, you know, real proud of the kids and how they responded. We knew that North, you know, it was going to be tough and watch them on film, you know, just trying to convince the kids that, you know, to not look at their record because they played such a tough schedule. Mm-hmm. I mean, last two losses, you know, Mill Creek and North Cobb, which are top five teams, and they played them tough. They had the lead on Mill Creek going into halftime, so you know, just really, you know, I'm really proud of the kids. Really bought into that and didn't look at their record at all.
Coach, talked about your team. A lot of people talk about your offense and your offensive weapons and the points they put on your board. But I'm looking at the other side and these goose eggs that you guys have like been putting up. Talk about your team and the defensive effort that you're getting week after week.
Yeah, got a great staff and you know both sides of the ball. And the kids are very mature. You know, this is a group, a big senior class that's been together and, you know, they've bought into our culture and just some of the things that we stress, you know, pursuit of the ball, be great tackling and, you know, play physical, try to be more physical than our opponents and give more effort. And so those things are, you know, what we stress and the kids have bought into it and, you know, I think the play is the byproduct of the values that we have in our program.
Yeah, I know, Coach, and you've done a great job with them. I think we've been touting it, so I know you're in games and you're not listening this time normally, but we've been touting your entire team. We know you got a really, really good quarterback and probably the best player in the country, but your offensive line's good, your defense is good. How do you balance promoting those really good guys, because they deserve it, with not getting in the way of the team concept?
You know, one of our core values is selflessness. And, you know, that's hard in today's world to get people to buy into not be selfish because, you know, so much of what goes on, you know, the kids want attention and they want to get offers and they want all, you know, this personal stuff. But, you know, the great thing about football and the, you know, it's not changed is it's a team sport, and you gotta sacrifice and you gotta put your team first. And, you know, our kids have done a good job with that. And I think we as a staff have done a good job of making sure that our kids are getting, you know, in position to shine. And you know, you can't make everybody happy. You know, sometimes, you know, the defense is going to dictate what we do on offense as far as, you know, if they're going to load the box and bring pressure, probably not going to be able to run the ball, and we're going to have to throw the ball, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of our running backs, there's going to be games where our running backs don't get any carries, you know, and they've just got to block. And that's tough for these kids because they all want to showcase their talent. And you know, but you just got to get your arm around them and tell them how much you appreciate them. And I think our kids have really done a great job, really proud of how much they've bought into what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish.
We are talking with Coach Lenny Gregory. He's the coach at Collins Hill High School. They're the number one team in Class 7A in the state of Georgia. Perfect record of 8-0, coming off a 12-3 season all the way to the state championship game last year. How much does that help, or how much has that just had a flame under your team to start the season when you saw how far your team went last year and so many of those players back?
Well, you know, it's I just remember being in the locker room after that loss and us talking, and, you know, a lot of the kids spoke up after the game. We got in the locker room and they just started speaking about, you know, finishing the mission, and we're going to come back and we're going to be better, and we're going to commit more, and we're going to sacrifice more. And so that all started, and this journey that we're on right now started in the locker room at Georgia State after the loss to Grayson. And, you know, we've just, everybody's committed, coaches and players in the off season. So, you know, we're just kind of focused on just going 1-0 every week now.
Well, you done a good job of that, Coach. You definitely done a good job of that. I commend you because I do know how difficult it is to manage all those different things that you have to manage as a head coach. And sometimes it is a blessing and a curse to be really talented and to have to put all that together and have all the expectations. But, Coach, you guys have done a phenomenal job of controlling every game you've been in. And, you know, I'd still be coaching if I played coached some defense that gave up 39 points in 8 games, Sam. That's pretty good. I mean, by any standard, that's pretty good. And you know who these guys are playing. But, Coach, I mean, we're really excited for you. And just so you know, Sam and I have been petitioning for you to be the best team anywhere, not just in Georgia. We even argued with the guy at High School Football America for you, didn't we? Yeah, just so you know. I know you don't want to hear that, but we did.
I appreciate that. You know, it's good. You know, it's really neat in our community. And, you know, Collins Hill's not really ever been a national recognized program. And for us to put ourselves in that position is, you know, it's a blessing. It's an honor. You know, we take pride in that. And, you know, just to see some of the alumni reach out to me and to see, you know, what they're saying, and we had alumni all over the country watching that last night, and we dedicated that game to our community and what we're trying to build here at Collins Hill. So we're excited, and we take it very serious, and you know, we're humbled by the position that we're in, and we just got to take it one day at a time.
Coach, one more thing, go. Sam. I don't know if we heard this at the Corky Kell intro, but Coach Gregory, you know, trivia question, he's actually coached 2 number one player in the country. I coached 0, in case you were wondering. He coached 2. He had Robert Kimdiche at Grayson when he was assistant coach. How are you able to do that, Coach? I need to know. How are you able to get the best player in the country twice? That's pretty impressive.
You know, I just – there's no secret to that. I've just been blessed, you know. So
is there a trait?
The right place, the right time, and you know, both those kids were extremely special mm-hmm. players, and you know, it's just it's neat, you know, to think about that you did that. But I've, you know, those guys are great, but I've coached a lot of great football yeah. players, and it's really you know, it's a blessing to coach young men. And to have an impact on their life and to see them, what they become outside of football, you know, that's the greatest thing is when you get guys that call back and just thank you for what you, the values that you instilled in them and to watch them. You know, I got former guys on my staff that I coached who want to come back and coach with me. And that's awesome.
Yep, yep. We did get to see Travis Hunter last night. He wasn't playing. But even during his interview, he's out there yelling and screaming for his teammates. Talk about that young man. Obviously disappointed that he had the injury that has him sidelined. He still hopes that he may be able to rejoin the team for the playoffs. But just thoughts about how he seems to be staying plugged in to his team.
There's not a kid in the country that loves football more than Travis Hunter. He is so passionate about the game. And, you know, he wants to get back there. It's killing him. And, you know, it's just, you know, I hate it for him because he wants to be out on the field. I mean, that's what he wants to do. He just wants to play. He loves it. And, but, you know, if the timing works out right, you know, he'll be back. And, but, you know, like I told him, I want him, you know, I care about him more than the game. So, I don't want him to feel like he's got to rush it back. We got a good football team. I want him to be 100%. If he's 100% and he feels 100% and the doctors clear him, then we'll go, you know. But otherwise, he's got to heal up and do his therapy and all that stuff. But, you know, the good news is it's not a, you know, there's no surgery. It's nothing like that. So he's going to be fine. And, you know, right now he's got to take a different role in this team, and I think that role is going to help him grow as a person.
Well, Coach Greg, before we let you go, I got to ask you about your quarterback too. We got George Lombard coming on here later on this hour. The guy who was a tremendous football player but chose baseball professionally. You got a quarterback that could throw a 95 mile an hour fastball. Talk about coaching somebody with those type of abilities.
Oh, it's fun. I mean, that's, you know, you look at any level of football, and that's the key ingredient to a championship football team is to have a great quarterback. You know, you got to have that guy if you're gonna be in the position that we're in right now. And you know, Sam's an elite dude. Knew he was when he was in eighth grade, and to see him grow into the quarterback that he is and the person he is. You know, I'm just so proud of him and so honored to coach him. You know, so he's made a you look at what he has done and Travis has done and, you know, the senior class, what they've committed to do and what they've done for this program. It's going to impact our school for years to come.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Fantastic. That is awesome. Coach, we appreciate you spending some time with us tonight. I know sometimes Friday night, when you have a Friday night off, you're out scouting somewhere. I don't think you're out for that big steak dinner, Coach. Yeah. But you got some.
No, I'm just sitting around enjoying my night off and watching a little high school football on TV right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us here on the Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Continued success the rest of the way for you and your team.
Yeah, good luck to you, Coach.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, that is Coach Lenny Gregory, head coach at Collins Hill High School. Of course, they were winners last night. They were winners over North Gwinnett, 35-7. Impressive win there in the game that the whole country got to see. And he says Collins Hill alum all over the place.
Yeah.
Watching it with proud and excited of it. So that's a great deal for what this team is doing.
Yeah, what makes football great, Sam? I mean, the community, the way it brings people together. You know, they got the best player in the country. He's not even playing. And it just bringing everybody together. And that really is what it's all about.
That's it. All right, coming up next, more scores. And later on this hour, school days, we're going to check in with George Lombard. And we got a Lovett alum on the other side of the glass who can't wait for that. But right now, here's the sounds of the Collins Hill High School Band. You're listening to your high school scoreboard show, the high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We're available everywhere on odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here in our studios in Midtown Atlanta, Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. Glad you're with us for the High School Scoreboard Show tonight. Brought to you by Hoots Wings.
Hoots.
Yeah, that's one. Hoots. Hoots Wings, your place for game day wings.
Are we going to get some Hoots Wings?
We're waiting for some product. We are waiting for some product.
Sean needs to come through with
that. Sean's got to get on the case, man, because we got to have some Hoots Wings. But so glad to have them sponsoring high school athletics, especially high school football, here on the Scoreboard Show. All right, we got our reporters. We told you who we had out checking out games. Let's check in now with Dylan Matthews.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Dylan Matthews here, High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are underway here at Kennesaw Mountain, and I told you guys it's going to be a high-scoring affair, and it's shaping up that way already. Mustangs got the ball first to open up the game, and they march right down the field. And that running game with Jason Welch worked well. Pope bailed them out a couple of times with some offside penalties. But when they got towards that red area, it was Kamen Prangley finding his favorite target, who is back tonight, in senior receiver Savion Riley. He found him for a 15-yard touchdown pass. Ensuing possession, the Pope Greyhounds answer right back with a long touchdown pass from Patrick Lowe to Cam Blashoy. And it was a deep yard, about a 60-yard touchdown pass, touchdown bomb, I should say, from the quarterback to receiver. So we have a 7-6 ball game because Pope missed the extra kick after the touchdown. So 7-6 here, 6:42 left to go in the first quarter. It's going to be a good one. High-scoring affair already, and we'll see what happens. I'll be back with some more updates But right now, Sam and Chris, back to you. It's Dylan Matthews for the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, Dylan Matthews checking in there with Pope in the Kennesaw Mountain. He's probably a big squad. I don't know if you're watching any of these scores as they come through here, Coach. You got some surprises a little bit in some of the games I'm looking at. I don't know if you see any of the surprises jump out off the page.
Yeah, I'll tell you a few that jumped out to me, Sam. One is Cartersville's up 28-0 on Blessed Trinity.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, now nobody's surprised that Cartersville's good. But Blessed Trinity, you know, played a real tough game with Calhoun last week, came out on the short end, and, you know, they drew the tough draw of playing Calhoun and Cartersville back-to-back. But Blessed Trinity really, you know, behind. Cartersville controlling that game 28-0 early. That's surprising. I thought that'd be a little closer at this point. But, you know, a lot of football left to be played. But Riverwood, 21-7 over Creekview. You know, Riverwood has got a great team. Only loss they got all year is Johns Creek. Then they come back, beat River Ridge. Well, Cambridge's undefeated. They beat Creekview, but Creekview beat River Ridge. You know, and so you're going to get in these situations where these games matter. And Riverwood, who we had Coach Edwards on the show a couple weeks ago, and they really are impressing right now. And then just in a game of note, Fitzgerald's playing Worth County tonight. They're up 14-7. But, you know, Fitzgerald played on Monday.
Right.
And now playing again tonight. Right, so, I mean, that just kind of the nature of where we are now. But theirs wasn't even COVID. It was water related.
The field was underwater.
Yeah.
And so they're out there playing it tonight. But all right, we got Day-Day Lewis. Let's see if something interesting and Chip, when we check in with him, he's at Fayette County in Riverdale.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Day-Day Lewis for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show here at Fayette County High School, and we've already got a score update, and you wouldn't believe it. 7-6 already. It's Fayette County on top of Riverdale with 7:03 here to go in the first quarter. It was the Tigers striking first off of a 64-yard rushing touchdown by Javon Graham, but then the Raiders come back with a rushing touchdown of their own. They would miss on the extra point. So again, that score 7-6, Fayette County on top. Looks like we are in store for a lot of back and forth. I think my steps on my Fitbit, they're going to be kind of high tonight. All right. So we'll keep you updated on this one from Fayette County High School in Fayetteville, Georgia. I'm Day-Day Lewis for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, he's going to log some miles on that Fitbit tonight, huh?
He needs to let us know when he doesn't. I just always assume it's Fitbit's
tight ball game. You figure the game would be pretty tight?
Yeah, going exactly like I thought it would go. Fayette County's kind of the up-and-coming team. Riverdale's been the better team in that region. Riverdale beat them 32-0 last year.
Yeah.
You know, Fayette County finished 7-2 in the regular season, only had two losses. One of them was a 32-0 loss to Riverdale. But you got the feeling that gap was going to close a little bit this year, be able to see if they can maintain it. You know, Riverdale – interesting trivia note, the team that's gotten the most love this week in Atlanta has been Pebblebrook.
Right.
Pebblebrook 6-0-1 after a big win over East Coweta last week, playing Campbell tonight. That one is Riverdale.
Yep.
So Riverdale was able to play with them, which early in the year in time, which now that tie looks pretty good when you see how good Pebblebrook's been.
Yep. That is interesting.
So they've got a good team.
That game was able to be left in a tie.
Day-Day was at that one, too.
Yeah, he was.
Joker follows good games, man.
He finds good games, and usually something happens. Usually something breaks loose at the time when he's on. Not quite this time, but maybe the next time he checks in with us. Got some other scores here. Pace is up 34-0 on Therrell that game with 6:33 to go in the first half of it. You got Fellowship Christian up 7-7 in the game in the second quarter. They're playing that one. Pace Academy, as we mentioned, they had the lead in their game. Going to mention another one here. Creekside is up 20-0 on Banneker. That is a second quarter score.
Yeah, I mentioned Pebblebrook a minute ago. Pebblebrook's up 14-0 on Campbell in the second quarter. So Pebblebrook looking to go 7-0-1 with a win tonight. And in a game that's outside the metro area, but Matt, it is a big deal for people that look across the state. Northeast 6, Bleckley 0 in the second quarter. Bleckley undefeated. Northwest like 6. Northeast is 6-1. That is two of the best teams in the state in AA that'll both be there toward the end of the season. One of them's going to be the region champ, though. And right now, Northeast up 6-0.
Got an update on that Riverwood game. It was a 21-14 Riverwood, okay. With a minute 51 to go in the second quarter. Riverwood's up 21-14 in that contest. We watched that one.
Parkview and Grayson playing tonight, Sam. Two teams that have traditionally been really good. Grayson up 14-13 here about midway through the second quarter. Both these teams playing a lot of young guys. Both are going to compete at the state level, but watch out for them a year or two from now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. As you see right now, as right now in Gwinnett County, you look at what we're seeing with Collins Hill and with Mill Creek right now. Watch for that one.
Right now, they're the best two teams in the state, rankings-wise, and they are in the same region. They play in the 10th game of the season. How about that?
Second quarter score. After starting the season off 4-0, River Ridge dropped their last two games. Now Centennial is leading 7-0 over River Ridge.
Well, that might get the button out.
Yeah, you know, and you got it close by there.
I moved it a little closer in. You know, it's not going to come out at 8:28, okay?
No, it's a little early.
It's coming out soon. I'd say by 9:15, we're going to hit one.
All right. Eric Slaughter has an update for us from up in Forsyth County.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, this is Eric Slaughter checking in from Lambert High School here in Forsyth County. And before I get to the action on the field, I have to say this is one of the nicest high school facilities that I have ever seen. Looks more like a college campus than a high school stadium. But on to the action on the field, the Lambert Longhorns have dominated the time of possession, and we're already at the halftime, and they're up by the score of 13-7. They got into the end zone by two touchdown passes from quarterback James Tyree, the first to his tight end Luke Logan, and the second to Ohio State commit wide receiver Kojo Antwi on a beautiful 25-yard pass. North Forsyth got into the end zone on a 61-yard catch and run from athlete Logan Carey. But we're at the halftime. The Raiders are down. The Longhorns are on top. This is Eric Slaughter checking in from Lambert High School for the Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. Back to you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric, taking the things out in Forsyth County. And Lambert is an impressive layout.
Lambert's a great place.
It really is.
Good at every sport, good academics. And in football, you know, just like a lot of places, they struggle because half the teams win and half lose, and there's a lot of really, really good teams. But this would be a great win for them if they were able to get it. North Forsyth right now is 2-1 in the region. Lambert's 1-2 in the region. They're going to compete with South Forsyth, with Denmark, and with Gainesville. And West Forsyth, who started out one of the best teams in the state, but now they're 0-2 in the region. They're playing Forsyth Central tonight. But you got to figure West Forsyth's going to get back in that mix. So there's about five teams, maybe even six, that are going to fight for those four playoff spots. If Lambert loses tonight, North Forsyth goes to 3-1, Lambert goes to 1-3. Even though Lambert's having a nice season, it's going to be hard to get back into that. If Lambert wins tonight, they actually own that tiebreaker. They're both 2-2. They own the tiebreaker, North Forsyth. Now their percentage of getting in the playoffs goes way up.
Yeah. And you mentioned West Forsyth to start the season so hot. They're playing Forsyth Central tonight. Right now in the second quarter, they're tied 7-7.
Yeah. And I think you just see the significance with dealing with 15, 16, 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds about momentum and the significance of confidence. And you're seeing it with River Ridge, who's a really good team, really well coached. But, you know, they're struggling tonight. They've lost a little confidence. You're seeing it with West Forsyth, really good team, really well coached, but struggling a little bit. And so it's not easy to manage 15, 16, 17-year-old Sam. I know anybody that's got that age kid at home that's listening to this is nodding their head. So you can imagine if you have a hard time managing them at home, imagine we're managing them out there, 100 of them at a time. And so you're going to get some games like that. Yeah. You know, you're going to see some interesting scores, especially later in the year.
I got a ooh-wee for you.
All right.
Ware County 19, Warner Robins, nothing.
Woo!
That's the second quarter score.
How about that? Ware County 19, Warner Robins nothing.
Yeah, that's something.
And that's, you know, definitely something.
Let's see if that lasts. Now we've seen Warner Robins do some bad things to folks this season.
I mean, putting 70 and 80 on folks.
Yeah, you know.
And Ware County had a great win last week. I thought the best win of last week across the state. They beat Coffee 35-3.
Yeah.
I mean, if people don't follow it. Because it's not in the metro area, they may not know how good Coffee was. It's a state championship caliber team. They beat them 35-3.
Yep.
And you just, you know, man.
Yep.
Even shutting them out for a quarter, I'm impressed.
Yep.
You know, so that's impressed. Coach Strickland at Ware County is a good guy, does a great job. And Warner Robins got some good guys too. So that's going to be one to follow. You know, all those are in the same region. Coffee, Ware, and Warner Robins, all in the same region.
Wow.
One of them won't even host a playoff game.
That's amazing.
Three of the best teams in the state.
That's some of the best high school football in the state. It really is. It really is. All right, those are some of the scores we're checking on. We get some in from Dylan, and we want to go to it. We don't have time for it right now. We got Dylan. Let's check in with Dylan Matthews as an update.
Come on, Dylan.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Dylan Matthews here. High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We have a new score in Kennesaw Mountain as the Pope Greyhounds lead it 14-7 over the Kennesaw Mountain Mustangs. Philip C. Sims punched it in from 3 yards out to give the Greyhounds the lead. And then Patrick Lowe found Dan Ward in the back of the end zone for the two-point conversion. And now Pope is back on top by a touchdown. And we'll see how the Mustangs respond here. But it is a 14-7 ball game here as we creep towards the end of the first half. Mustangs lead it again. Excuse me. The Greyhounds lead it again 14-7 here. This is Dylan Matthews for the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right. There you go. There you go. Things change. Things changing rapidly. We got more scores coming in. We're going to update you on that. But in the next segment, it's going to be time for school days. We're going to check with somebody who made his living playing a different sport. But on Friday nights, people around this area and certain parts of this state will tell you there was nobody better. George Lombard, we're going to check in with him. The Pride of the Lovett School coming up. And in the background, we have the drum line from Grayson High School moving us on to our commercial break. You're listening to the High School Scoreboard Show, your High School Scoreboard Show, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It is your High School Scoreboard Show here on this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. And, Coach, it's that time
that
we look
time.
Forward to. We've had some great guests to come on and join us and reflect on their Friday nights. But most of them went on to play collegiate football and professional football. One has a gold jacket.
Right.
But, you know, we had a number of guys in the area who played on Friday nights and chose to go a different path. Another sport. And one of those guys is joining us now. And, of course, Garrett Chapman is very fired up because he's a fellow Lovett alum. I want to welcome to the High School Scoreboard Show, George Lombard. George, welcome to the Scoreboard Show.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. Always good to connect with my roots.
Well, we're great to have you here and get you back on Friday nights. I mean, baseball, obviously, now these days you're working with the Detroit Tigers. With the Dodgers you were last year, and those folks are coming to town to play the Braves, so you got a little mixed emotion this weekend, right?
I do have some mixed emotions, but I had 5 unbelievable years out in L.A. and some people that really taught me a lot about baseball and took care of me. And then I had a number of great years in Atlanta, and that is my home. So it's I've just been very fortunate and blessed to be around some good people.
That's a great answer. I have to tell you, George, I've, you know, I went to coach at Pickens High School about 10 years ago, okay? And I get there, and all they tell me about is how the best player they ever saw was George Lombard. I didn't know you at that time. I'm from Alabama. I hear your name. And then we play Nick Chubb. We won the game. We beat Cedartown. Nick Chubb's the running back. Like, man, that's the best player I've ever seen. Not as good as George Lombard. And that's what they keep telling me. We played Trevor Lawrence, not as good as George Lombard. So, man, you made in the 3 hours you spent in Pickens County, you made the best impression that even now, 30 years later, however many, they still talk about. So, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I I find it funny that we're telling these stories because that was about three or four lifetimes ago, and I haven't really touched the football since. But I do have two boys that will humble me because they don't think I was ever fast, and they don't understand why I didn't play in the major leagues longer and why I couldn't do football. So they will keep me grounded all the time. In fact, I'm at a tournament in Jupiter, Florida right now. I have my 14-year-old playing for them up here this weekend, and then my 16-year-old had the tournament last weekend. So I'm traveling, doing daddy daycare, following the boys around now.
That's awesome.
That is. We're going to get back to that in just a minute because that ties into something else, recruiting, that we talked about earlier in the show. But I do want to remind people of the things you did at Lubbock. You're Parade All-American, USA Today All-American, AJC Super 11 player, and a lot of people thought you were going to go and play at the University of Georgia. How close were you to considering actually doing that?
I mean, I had signed the contract and everything, and Ray Goff was there, and then I had a number of people telling me, hey, there's a lot of teams that are interested in drafting you, and you can play in the big leagues. And I didn't know any different. And I was like, well, it's a chance to get a little bit of a head start and some money and get my education paid for. And I love baseball, so let's do it. But I had no idea what I was getting into. And unfortunately, it did work out. And I ended up having a few surgeries in baseball, and I was able to play for 16 years. And then parlay that playing time into a coaching career. And I've spent the last 5 years in LA, and then now, previously I was 6 years in Boston working for the Red Sox. And then I came back to Atlanta for a few months before I got the Dodger job. And then I was just offered the bench coach job in Detroit. So, kind of going full circle, but it's, Detroit's been, a really good experience working with AJ Hinch, and we got some young, really good young players. We have some players from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Akil Badu is one of the bright young players in this game, and Nico Goodrum. And It's been a lot of fun coaching these guys. And I think we impressed some people this year, but we got a long way to go.
Yeah, folks, we spent some time with George Lombard, who's now a bench coach with the Detroit Tigers. But obviously, great, great high school days. If you think about those Friday nights, Georgia, or on your team, because the region you guys played in at the time at Lubbock, you had some long bus rides, man. I mean, what was that like on Fridays for you? Because
I can my experience at Lubbock, I wouldn't want to trade for anything. I mean, I had some people there like Bill Raley, for one, was the high school football coach there, who was like a second dad to me. And I had Carolyn Jordan, was my guidance counselor, was a second mom to me. But and that goes for a ton of the teachers and coaches there. But Gainesville was one of our bigger rivals probably. Then we did play Woodward, which was a class up from us. But I can remember going down to play to end our season 1 year. Was it my senior year, Washington County, down there with Robert Edwards and Demetro Stevenson. And they had, I think, 8 guys going D1. And then Mitchell Baker may have knocked us out the year before, which was probably the best team my junior year. And that was the year Adam Nelson was one of our team captains, and he went on to play at Dartmouth. But the time there, that's a special place to play a football game on that riverbank, where there can't be a better high school stadium than that, be down on the Chattahoochee River and get a packed house. So it was some great memories of the school and the sports programs.
I've been there on some Friday nights when the fog has rolled in. That's an experience when that happens, right?
Yeah, I remember looking at film, and I'm returning punts, and you see the ball go up, and then you see it disappear, and then it comes back out of the fog. So some crazy things have happened there. I remember playing Krim there when it was a downpour, to win a playoff game to advance. A lot of memories there. I've since moved on to Miami, where my wife and my wife is from. So. I never want to forget my roots, though. Atlanta is a special place.
Coach Robert Edwards, this team's up 21-14, Sam.
Yep.
Riverwood. Robert Edwards coaching a high school team down here now, George. So he's
Well, if you run
in
one of these interviews, please tell him I said hello. It's been a long time. Who other names do I run into? Josh Booty was my year, and Peyton Manning was my year.
And who were the top running backs? Who were the other top running backs your senior year?
So we had Fred Taylor and Fred Beasley. Fred Taylor went to Florida. Mm-hmm. Beasley went to Auburn. Mm-hmm. I had signed to go to Georgia. So mm-hmm. there are a couple of Georgia alumni are still pretty frustrated with me, but they got to understand the full picture. Smart was playing at Georgia when I was being recruited and going through the process there.
Wow. Yeah. He's having a pretty good season, too.
He is. Yeah, he's having a very good season right now. You might want to call him up and see if he can get some tickets, man. Tickets are hard to get up in Georgia right now.
I would love to take my boys up to a football game at some point. They've seen University of Miami play down here, and they think that's the greatest thing in the world. And I said, there is a place that draws a few more fans. the alumni might be a little bit crazier, and I have to take them up to a game up there at some point.
Now, Chris, he's mentioned playing a lot of different places, but one place he had mentioned is Westminster.
Yeah.
And they're the folks right down the street and around the corner from Lovett. And that's always a big deal when they play that game now. But you don't mention that.
Well, I mean, I can talk about this now, but there's no truth to anything. But there's a big rumor that Westminster would not play Lovett when I was there. They never did. So we tried to put them on the schedule a few different times, and they never did. And eventually, I guess Lovett now plays Westminster, but another great program. But I wish I did have the opportunity to play them when I was in Atlanta. Well,
from what I've heard about George and how good he was, I can't blame Westminster. I'd have been not trying to play him either. They said they kicked it. The guy at Pickens told me they told him, whatever you do, don't kick it to number 33. And they kicked it right between the three and the three, right to him. He ran it back in about 4 seconds. He said.
We have some drama in the Lombard household right now because I have an eighth grader that's playing football, and he's a pretty special kid. He just hurled somebody the other day in an eighth grade football game. So I said, you know, I did that once in high school. And but I haven't seen it done in a middle school game. And the guy was standing up tall. And my wife doesn't really want to play after this year going into high school. And they go to Gulliver. It's Gulliver Prep, which is a school very similar to Lovett down in Miami.
Yeah.
And, so it's another big-time program, football program, where Sean Taylor went there. That's probably the biggest name to come out of there.
Wow.
It's going to be a battle, I think, with my son if he's going to be allowed to play at the high school level. But he's a very good athlete, very good baseball player. And very good soccer player. And then my 16-year-old is committed to go play baseball at Vanderbilt. So another very good. I like to say he's just like me, but he's got a better swing. He's got better hands and a better baseball player.
Well, you know, we talk of recruiting on the show a lot. So let's talk a little bit about recruiting, baseball or football. What advice would you have for someone? I mean, obviously you got children that you're giving advice to, but for people listening, they've got a son and maybe even a daughter in another sport that's into recruiting. What advice you give them from your personal experience? Now you're a coach and you've got children that are involved with this.
You know what's funny? Like, a lot of the recruiting stuff is new to me because it's completely different than when I was coming out of high school. Like my oldest committed at 16 years old. So he committed to a school that he had never been to. And in fact, I'd never been to Vanderbilt. So it was during the COVID year last year. So the first time we saw Vandy was over the All-Star break when I had the 3-day break and I met the family there. So it is very different, but you got to find a school that you like and you got to find some coaches that you trust. Coaching is such a short-lived job at any level, whether it's college or professionally. You'd like to get a program that you respect and can really make you be the best person that you can possibly be. And that's for me, that always that needs to be on the baseball field or football field, and also in the classroom, and that's one of the reasons that we had to accept the offer with Vanderbilt, just because it's such a great opportunity for him to get an education and play sports.
Got a great program up there, and Andrew Jones' son is headed up that way, right?
Yes, and so it was great. It definitely makes me feel a little bit older, but last weekend was the big tournament in Jupiter here for the top players, the 11th and 12th graders in the country down here in Florida. So I did get to see Drew Jones and Nicole Jones, and it was the first time that we've seen them in a long time. So he's a senior now. Maybe is it Westland?
Westland,
I believe.
Yep, at Westland.
Yeah. So So he's got a chance to go to Vandy, and I think he also has a chance to be one of the top 20, 10 or 20 players drafted in this year's draft. So he's a special player, and I guess you can easily believe that after watching his dad play.
Mm-hmm.
But a number of other people were here. I mean, I got to run into Marquise Grissom, Marvin Friedman. But, you know, the group in Atlanta, and especially dealing with some of the minority baseball prospects coming out of Atlanta, they've done a phenomenal job. And there's some very, very talented black baseball players, which is good for the game of baseball, that they're just giving the opportunity to go play college ball. And actually a number of these kids are going to get drafted. So I got to see some of these kids play. And baseball's got a bright future, is what I can say.
Yeah, you got a kid, Daz Cameron, whose dad was a pretty good ball player too, from down on the south side of Atlanta, that's up there with the Tigers.
And he had he was kind of back and forth guy for us, but extremely, extremely talented kid. I believe traded from Houston before I got to the Tigers, but he came up, hit a huge home run for us off of Hendricks when we were playing the White Sox to send the game into extra innings. But I'm looking forward to see him to continue to develop and become a superstar like his dad.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Well, George, always great catching up with you. I'm sure the people over at Lovett School are still quite proud of you, and I'm sure these guys up at Pickens County still don't want to see you show up.
I don't know. If it's been a while since you've been to Lovett, I did cruise through there when we were at a baseball tournament in Atlanta, and that campus, it was nice when I was there, but they've done some really, really cool things to the campus. So, please give my best to all my friends in Atlanta, I will definitely, when I get back up there, I'll have to come by and say hi.
Okay. All right. Great catching up with you. Thanks for spending some time with us tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Take care, guys.
All right. That is George Lombard. My goodness. The guy accomplished a lot in the game of baseball, but his Friday night memories are pretty special.
Yeah, they really are. It's just really neat to hear these guys who have accomplished so much talk about with such passion about their high school days.
And about their high school coaches.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how much they've been.
And we didn't even talk about Garrett saying he won the state championship. We didn't put him on the spot with that. I thought that was probably most appropriate.
They get to do that for Garrett. All right, folks, headed to the next hour. We got more updates, more scores, more games that are headed for halftime. Halftime updates coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. You stay with us on your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com, and we're everywhere on Odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.